Can you, if you throw them in the bag. Throw them in the bag.
Tiffany and Brent Tolman live in a 400-square-foot studio apartment on the outskirts of the Utah State University campus in Logan with their 1-year-old son, Jack. The couple dreams of one day saving up enough money to purchase a home of their own, a reality that hinges upon Brent finishing his mechanical engineering degree. But despite having some scholarships, paying for school is a challenge for the young family.
When you're a power college student, especially with a family, you're just trying to make it till that get a job point.
The cost of college tuition is a pressing issue for many undergraduate students. However, things have changed for the Tolmans since a friend shared her experience working with the Utah Individual Development Account Network, an asset building program of the Fair Credit Foundation. The IDA program provides 3-to-1 matching funds for individuals living in Utah and saving to purchase a home, start a business, or finance school.
It does. It just seems unreal. Like, why would someone give you $4,500 just because you're learning to save? But I think that's the cool part. Like, Utah is just trying really hard to kickstart people and help them. And I think the other thing is because you have to buy a home in Utah or start a business in Utah or take schooling in Utah, it's just them taking the money and putting it back into our economy.
The IDA program is funded through both public and private investments and aimed at supporting low to moderate income individuals. Those selected are required to participate in the financial management course and map a 1 to 3 year saving and spending plan with a financial counselor. The idea is that by giving people the tools and an incentive to save, they will build personal and financial capital. In other words, the IDA program helps people invest in their own future.
You know, it can be a huge help for people. It can be that just that catalyst for change for them.
That's Scott Bennett, State Director for the Utah IDA program.
Brings in the financial education aspect to it and just establishing good financial habits.
The coursework involves learning strategies for building good credit and saving that participants will need to thrive beyond the Utah IDA program.
It's not rocket science. This isn't something super complicated, but unless you've been shown how to do a lot of these things, sometimes we don't realize how easy it is until we actually see it in practice. That 3-to-1 match that everyone comes to the program for is extremely helpful, but at the same time, that's just a one-time benefit. Financial education, those habits that they learned while they were in the program, is really what's sticking with them long-term. And what's really going to benefit them the most long-term. They're not going to nickel and dime themselves out of their budget every month.
About 1,000 people have benefited from the Utah IDA program since it started in 2004. And Bennett says that past participants are actually less likely to default on loans, less likely to experience foreclosure. And we all benefit from that.
This is not a handout. Sometimes when people think about benefit-type programs, I mean, that's definitely not what this is. They're going to have to work for it. They're going to have to really look at their own finances and maintain a budget, set goals for themselves. And all the things that we make the people do while they're in the program are all very intentional to help them improve their lives.
Over the past decade, tuition has nearly doubled at some universities, including several in Utah, leaving many students wondering how they're going to pay for a degree many do not consider optional for their success. Bennett says the growing student loan debt is pushing out the time between students graduating and purchasing their first home, sometimes by years. For Tiffany and Brent Tolman, participating in the Utah IDA program has been a relief. It means they don't have to take out another student loan, and they are just that much closer to buying their own place.
The fact that we get to be done with school and that we're not going to have another student loan just means that it's going to be so much smoother and so much less stressful, and it's just going to open a lot more opportunities for us when he graduates.
With Utah Public Radio, this is Kristen Munson.